This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. A proposed budget by Alaska's governor zeroes out funding for public broadcasting, including more than $500,000 to fund public radio in rural parts of the state. Rural public radio stations stand to lose about $600,000 under Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget. But it's not just news or music programming that could be affected. KIYU is a small public radio station in Galena, Alaska, about 250 miles east of Nome, Alaska. Station General Manager Brian Landrum says for rural communities where radio is a lifeline, the cuts are a public safety concern.
Which is quite crucial, especially in these river regions with flooding potential and things like that. When the river breaks up, the wildfire that happened, radio gets very critical during those times. And it would be a shame that we have unmanned radio stations or the potential of having unmanned radio stations where we can't offer those services.
Full disclosure here, I serve on an advisory committee for Native Public Media where I represent Alaska Native Public Media stations, and many of those serve rural communities. Landrum says KIYU in Galena had received about $77,000 in state funding prior to Dunleavy's proposed budget. The loss of that funding is the equivalent to
about 3 months of operating money, give or take.
KIYU currently budgets for 2 to 3 full-time staff and a couple of part-timers.
And I'm really fearful, irrelevant of what happens staffing-wise, irrelevant of what happens to my career, I fear for the future of some of these rural villages and not having regular radio service to be able to deliver that.
Alaska Public Broadcasting Incorporated supports all of the public radio and television stations in Alaska. Executive Director Molly Kabler says the state has 27 licensees that would be affected by the cuts.
This 100% elimination of all state funding represents about 12% of the radio stations' budgets. So it's very significant.
Dunleavy's proposal to zero out state funding to public broadcasting is still just that, a proposal. And Landrum and Kabler hope that public broadcasting has some champions in the legislature.
There's so much at stake right now with significant cuts across so many areas. It's very difficult to say who is or isn't going to be key in supporting public media funding.
Landrum says small rural stations have endured the cuts before, and if it means doing more with less, then he hopes stations start collaborating more to save money. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.